This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from all the Disney theme parks around the world. Today's show is sponsored by a really cool way and likely pretty much the only way to use your Magic Bands at home, including your Magic Band Plus even. That's right, you can take home your very own Magic Band Reader. They have over 35 different designs to choose from, like Classic Mickey, which is actually the one I have right here. This is basically just looks like your actual Disney Park Magic Band Reader. Not Disneyland, sorry, you guys didn't get them. But Disney World, at least, right? Then there's the Fireworks one, which is features two shows in one, Happily Ever After and Wishes. There's the brand new Epcot one, which features Spaceship Earth, and it has the full three-minute Beacons of Magic light show. It's Haunted Mansion, Carousel of Progress, Splash Mountain. You control your lights in your home with your Magic Band using the smart outlet upgrade. So actually, they've been nice enough to send some over. This is the Fireworks one, which is very cute. It's this one, but it has Mickey ears and Cinderella Castle. There's actually a screen here. And I think Jake has rigged it so the tree, our Christmas tree, will light up when I scan my Magic Band here. Our tree's on. Look at that. And now can relive my favorite Magic Kingdom's fireworks show of all time, Happily Ever After. I love that there's lights. There's lights in the back, so it'll light the wall too, as if the fireworks are bursting above the reader. The little screen has fireworks. There's the castle. Characters are watching the show. I scan the Mickey icon down here. How cute. Isn't that great? Well, we have a special offer for News Today readers. Enter a promo code NEWS15 for 15% off, and you can get yours at MagicBandReaders.com. This has got to be a pretty cool gift to get for a birthday or Christmas or, I mean, any occasion. And you can turn your Christmas tree on or whatever. Not just your Christmas tree, all your lights in your house. Anyway, thanks for sponsoring the show, guys. Here now, the news for December 12th, 2022. Earlier this week, an event was held in Orlando called the Future of Lake Nona, and at the event, Jesse Blakely, the vice president of Tavistock Development Company, indicated that Disney's plans for the Lake Nona campus are still moving forward. When Bob Iger supplanted Bob Chapek as CEO of the Walt Disney Company last month, the future of the Disney cast member relocation from California to Lake Nona, Florida, was a topic Iger chose to comment on. Iger stated he has not made a decision and will look into the potential ramifications of relocating versus staying in California. Disney's Lake Nona campus project was to house Walt Disney Imagineers and more professionals in the Disney Parks, Experiences, and Products division who are not fully dedicated to Disneyland Resort. The 2,000 positions would represent less than 5% of Disney's total jobs in California. As it stands, the relocation of Imagineering to Lake Nona, Florida has been delayed until 2026. And this week at that event, Jesse Blakely made the following comments, quote,
And there are a lot of exciting announcements that I cannot break today, but are imminent, even in the next coming months. I would say in the short-term future, things are moving along with Disney very well. I do expect that there would be news in the coming months and year around that project. It's a 60-acre regional campus that they're creating. They were approved to build 1.8 million square feet of development. So hopefully you'll hear more about what their development plans are for that property.
The Lake Nona campus project was expected to total over $864 million, with $624 million of the funds going to equipment and furniture for the new campus. The 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company officially begins in January of 2023, but the Disney 100 Years of Wonder merchandise collection has already arrived at the Walt Disney World Resort. We found stuff at the Magic Kingdom in the Emporium. We found merchandise over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. There are so many new items. You can check them all out at WDWNT.com. Select Disney World and Disneyland Resort items are also available already on Shop Disney. The new 50th anniversary Rainbow Mickey Balloon Popcorn Bucket is now available at the Magic Kingdom. The bucket is available via mobile order for December 12th and 13th, and pickup is at the Tomorrowland Terrace. The 50th anniversary Rainbow Mickey Balloon Popcorn Bucket is $20 if you'd like one. I abstained because I think I have 50 of these balloon-shaped buckets already. Can we just get some new shapes? Just do something. Please do something else. Mr. Toad was great. Keep changing it up, please. Fans of the little orange bird rejoice. You can now take home a piece of the magic with the Sunshine Tree Terrace sign available at Walt Disney World. It's not the real one. You're not buying the one off the building, but it is a pretty close facsimile to that. It's $150. This is the sign that debuted in March of last year on the exterior of the actual Sunshine Tree Terrace at the Magic Kingdom. You can now take home this slightly smaller. I say slightly smaller. It's still pretty darn big. And you can hang it on your wall. It's two layers. It's wood. I bought one because I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And you can get yours now. They don't have them at Magic Kingdom right now, but I know people have said they found them at Art of Disney at Springs and at some other locations. So they're around. They're not gone yet. This program is also brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Tron Light Cycle Run is finally nearing completion, and the coaster trains have been testing regularly at Magic Kingdom. We recently learned that the accessible Light Runner car vehicles at the end of the trains may also be used to accommodate guests whose mobility or size are not compatible with the light cycles. At Shanghai Disneyland, where Tron already operates, the Light Runner cars are used explicitly for guests who use mobility devices such as wheelchairs. However, it seems the Magic Kingdom version will be used to accommodate a larger group of guests who would otherwise be unable to ride. The Light Cycle vehicle requires guests to swing a leg over the seat and ride with 2 feet in bucket-like stirrups. It has a bar that goes across the thickest part of the calf as well, and you're restrained leaning forward over the body of the vehicle. There's also a piece on the back that comes down over your back. So there are a number of ways in which you could not fit on this ride. And we actually came close and not, I mean, I'm a bigger guy, and it's usually midsection, and that's not even the problem with Tron. It's a like whole different thing. There again, those stirrups, those little like little pots for your feet, I would call them. You got to get your feet in those. You got to be mobile enough to swing a leg over the vehicle. The back thing's got to come down. And then the thing we know is probably the biggest reason people aren't going to get on the ride. There is a bar, right? So on Flight of Passage, there are those flaps that come out and hold your thighs in. And that's been a problem for a lot of people. Imagine that, but slightly more restrictive. And if you don't really fit, more painful because it is a metal bar that comes in and does the job of those very soft flaps from Flight of Passage to hold your legs in place. So we are expecting, as we have been for several years, we've been waiting for this ride, that in the U.S. they will have way more issues with this attraction than they did in Shanghai. Americans are larger, and I'm not even talking about just weight-wise, height-wise, and many other ways. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this all pans out and how long the wait ends up being for that special vehicle in the back because of this. But if you want to experience a Tron Light Cycle Run for yourself, we do have a video from Shanghai right here on our channel. Go check it out. But if we go back to the Light Runner cars for a moment, they're equipped with a standard lap bar. So this is sort of standard roller coaster seating, mind you. So it will be available for those who need it. I think it could end up having hours and hours of wait time because I think there's just so many people that are going to need it, and it's only two seats in the train. So again, we'll see what happens. Tron Light Cycle Run at the Magic Kingdom. It does not have an official opening date other than spring, but it is heavily rumored that it will open officially in early April with previews throughout March. There seems to be a new update in the saga of the return of parking lot trams to Walt Disney World's theme parks. Last year, Walt Disney World took to Twitter to promise that the trams would return to all four theme parks by the end of 2022. But then last month, they seemed to walk that promise back as verbiage mentioning that the trams would be back by the end of the year was removed from their website. But now we've noticed new signage at the entrance of Epcot that points to the likely imminent return of the trams. The signs can be found along walkways near the entrance of the park. The purpose of the sign is to direct guests towards the different parking trams. So West Tram, et cetera, is complete with an icon showing a tram carrying guests. This is freshly installed. You could tell there's just they just threw some fresh sod down underneath it, or not even sod, just dirt underneath it. So obviously this was rushed into place, and that would likely mean they got to direct people to trams, right? But who knows? Of course, as you remember, parking lot trams were discontinued at all four parks due to COVID-19. They have returned to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom, but Disney has remained silent on when they will actually return to Epcot or Hollywood Studios. Nearby, new monorail signage can be seen by guests exiting Epcot as well. The sign indicates the locations you can travel to via the monorail. Of course, the sign above was replaced several months ago, but finally now the sign on the ground has been replaced to match all the other new Epcot signage from the last few years. We also noticed that the drop-off and pickup area for rideshare at Epcot has been totally revamped. When you exit the park, signage will point you to the rideshare guest pickup and drop-off area. The entire first row of the parking lot has been repaved to make a lane for rideshare services such as Uber or Lyft to make their drop-offs and pickups without interfering with the handicap parking that used to be up in the front. I cannot tell you how many times my mother has a handicap parking placard. I can't even begin to tell you how many times we parked up there and then tried to leave at night. And no one would let us out. People were actually really, all the Uber and Lyft drivers were actually super mean and wouldn't, even if I asked, wouldn't let us out because they wanted to make their pickup. So that's why they had to do this. That being said, they could not move, or they weren't willing to pay for it, to move the EV parking, which is still at the end of that lane. But there are cones that sort of guide the Uber and Lyft vehicles around them, but they're still going to have problems getting out at the end of the night, I think, either way. But they did also, when they paved, they also painted drop-off only on the road there as well. There's been a lot of change in the Epcot parking lots over the last couple weeks. Obviously, on the left side of the lot, they did a lot of work to the handicap parking to expand that, and that was all to set up these changes on the other side. So keep all this in mind if you're going to be using rideshare services or, for that matter, need disability parking at Epcot. Walt Disney Imagineering has shared a photo on Instagram of the 16-foot-tall Tafiti figure in place at Journey of Water, inspired by Moana at Epcot. The walkthrough attraction is set to open late next year. No one knows how, because it looks more done every day. It looks like it's almost finished. But scaffolding was recently removed from the entrance, revealing a better look at the monolith featuring the Heart of Tafiti symbol. Of course, concept art for the Journey of Water shows, you get an idea of where she is here, better than our photos, honestly. But we'll show some of our photos taken from the monorail as well. But there she is. She's 16 feet tall. You can't miss her. She really stands out. We previously reported on the rumor that a new Tree of Life Awakenings projection show themed to Avatar: The Way of Water would be coming to Animal Kingdom, but Disney confirmed those rumors later in the day on Friday. For a limited time beginning tonight, December 12th, the Tree of Life will awaken in the evenings with an all-new experience inspired by Pandora, the world of Avatar, and the film Avatar: The Way of Water, produced by Lightstorm Entertainment in collaboration with Disney Live Entertainment. The new story sequence illuminates the park's iconic Tree of Life with the magic of nature. The Tree of Life Awakening shows are projections on the park's icon that bring animals to life on its trunk. Also, starting on December 16th, you could celebrate the second film in the Avatar saga with some delicious new treats at Setuli Canteen, the eatery in Pandora, the world of Avatar. The colorful Ocean Moon Bowl is made with tuna, blue noodles, watermelon radish, pickled daikon, rainbow carrots, avocado, cucumbers, and red cabbage with a miso and sweet soy drizzle. The Metcaina Mousse is a flourless chocolate cake with chocolate mousse decorated with raspberry gelée, mango coulis, and boba pearls, and finished off with a milk and white chocolate garnish. And you can wash it all down with the new Ilu Splash Margarita, which is a mix of kiwi monin syrup with lime juice, sour mix, Corazon tequila blanco, and a floating slice of kiwi. All three of these items will be available for a limited time in Setuli Canteen at Animal Kingdom. I'm personally going to go check those out next Friday, so stay tuned for a video review of that. And also, by the time you're watching this, depends when this comes out today, we will have video of that new projection show at the Tree of Life if you'd like to see it, thanks to our reporters. Real quick, jumping over to Tokyo Disney Sea to promote Avatar: The Way of Water, Yucatan Base Camp Grill is serving up two new Pandora-themed desserts for a limited time. Naturally, we had to try these out. You can watch a video review from Spencer of these treats right here on the channel right now. Again, both of them available at the Yucatan Base Camp Grill in Lost River Delta. The Pandora dessert is 800 yen. It's vanilla mousse, custard, peach, and almonds. And the special drink is 700 yen. It's blue syrup, cacao nibs, and soda. And it comes in a really cute themed cup featuring the face of Kiri, daughter of Jake, Sully, and Neytiri. And there's a decorative garnish, greens, and a flower to top the drink. And the cocoa nibs evoke dirt. So watch Spencer eat some dirt. I know I'd like to watch that. Celebrate the new year with some 2023 ornaments for your Christmas tree. The new ornaments plus 2023 lanyard pouch are available throughout Walt Disney World Resort. We also found dozens of other new 2023 items, including a monorail lunch case. That's right. Bring your lunch to work in a monorail. If people even still go to work, I have no idea. We do. I don't know if normal people do. But either way, check out. We, of course, are covering all the new 2023 merchandise at WDWNT.com. Head over there to check it out. On the Walt Disney Company website, it says, quote, "The Walt Disney Company's commitment to environmental stewardship goes back to our founding nearly 100 years ago. And 4 years ago, Disney Parks stopped automatically giving out plastic straws and lids to reduce single-use plastic usage and made them available by request only. But now we've started seeing signs appearing throughout the Walt Disney World Resort that say, skip the straw. The sign says, quote, thank you for skipping the straw and lid to protect our oceans. If you need a paper straw or lid, please ask a cast member. They also include a QR code for guests to learn more about Disney's environmental sustainability program. We've seen these signs so far at Disney's Art of Animation Resort's Landscape of Flavors and Disney's Pop Century Resort's Everything Pop Shopping and Dining. We're recently at the Magic Kingdom Resorts, but have yet to see them at those locations. But it's probably only a matter of time until you see this everywhere. Of course, they kind of walked back this whole initiative with COVID. They started doing lids and stuff again. And now I guess that time has passed. We're going to go back to this phase of trying to get rid of these things. But paper straws, of course, have been found at Animal Kingdom Lodge and Animal Kingdom Theme Park for a very long time. They weren't there the first couple years of the park, believe it or not. But yeah, there you go. Grab a paper straw and a paper lid. The new Pixar Day at Sea Voyages debut on the Disney Cruise Line early next year, and new themed treats have been announced. The Pixar Day at Sea Cruises will take place on the Disney Fantasy. Themed to Woody's Roundup in Toy Story 2, the Hey Howdy Breakfast with Woody and Friends will feature a cowboy guitarist, musical show moments, and appearances from Sheriff Woody, Jesse, and Bullseye. In between clapping your hands and singing along to You've Got a Friend in Me, a breakfast with all the fixins will be served. Assorted muffins and pastries are just the beginning, as this new menu is filled with delights from top to bottom. Family can opt for pancakes, French toast, or classic Mickey waffles fresh off the griddle. Try the Prospector's Breakfast Burrito filled with potato puffs, sausage, scrambled eggs, and cheddar cheese, or nosh on Bullseye's Mini Pancake Tower with bananas, raspberry jelly, peanut butter, and whipped cream. Lighter options include smoked salmon with cream cheese, onions, and capers, chilled grapefruit, and a yogurt parfait or plant-based berry oatmeal parfait. And three signature breakfast dishes are also part of the Hey Howdy Breakfast with Woody and Friends menu, including a buttermilk biscuit entree with sausage gravy, a plate featuring two fried eggs of your choice of hash brown, potatoes with chorizo, and a plant-based combo featuring scrambled eggs, sausage patties, pancakes, hash browns, and grilled tomato. I will say this. A lot of that sounds like the regular breakfast on the cruise, so I don't know what's different. But anyway, advance reservations are required for Hey Howdy Breakfast with Woody and Friends. Guests can book up to 30 days in advance of their sailing, pending availability. Other treats aboard will include the Joyful Lemon Cupcake, which will spark happiness with its lemon sponge and vanilla cream frosting. There's also the Toy Story Letter Blocks, which are chocolate blocks filled with mixed candy. I love those. Those are great. There's also the Sheriff Rice Krispie Treats Badge, which will make the perfect Pixar pick-me-up. And be sure to stop by Sweet on You for a multitude of dessert options that celebrate the beloved stories of Pixar films. There's also California-inspired eats in the evening. A new dinner menu with dishes inspired by the home of Pixar Animation Studios will be served at all of the rotational dining venues. Highlights from the appetizer selection include a smoked salmon and smoked trout roulette or baked shrimp mac and cheese, a salad featuring fresh ingredients such as goat cheese, roasted yellow and red beets, pistachios, and honey dressing will beckon to the studio's roots in Emeryville, California. An array of main entrees will surely satisfy taste buds after a day of Pixar-filled fun, including seared grouper, Makani butter chicken, beef tenderloin, and Cobb salad, with vegetarian options including a quote-unquote poke bowl and a vegetable tagine. And of course, no dinner menu is complete without dessert accompaniments, and there are several options to note. The signature dessert is a playful Pixar ball with baked vanilla cheesecake, blueberry filling, and lemon almond cake, while other offerings include strawberry churros, a chocolate pâte de crème, pink grapefruit almond cake, poached Bosque pear almond tart, and a chocolate fudge sundae. Former Walt Disney Imagineer Jim Scholl shared the concept art for Disney Wharf on Twitter, a project designed to be built in Sydney Harbor, Australia that was never realized. According to Scholl, Disney Wharf was designed to be a mixed-use space. Rather than a theme park, it was to be a retail and entertainment district. Quote, Disney Wharf was a project imagined for Sydney Harbour, Australia, located on a site designed to lift the area. It was to be a mixed-use project. Not a theme park, but more than a retail and entertainment project. Disney has tried this several times with mixed results. It's pretty cool, though. I mean, I love seeing this stuff that all this blue sky stuff that never happens is always truly fascinating. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wigs members watching the show who make this happen each and every week. And again, a real quick mention, real quick shout out for our sponsor today, MagicBandReaders.com. I'm going to do this again. Am I going to get a different one this time? Happily Ever After. It also does wishes, though. We didn't get it. But you get the idea. Anyway, for the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow. I'm going to watch this now.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review, so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT-TV.